Okay, so we are in Hilchos Dinei Chashid, about a person that we are, we don't think that they're keeping all of the halachos. And then how trustworthy are they for whatever testimony they give? So in the Beis Yosef, Siman Kuf Yud Tes Sif Zayin, so it says as follows, Kasav HaRashba, right, in Betshuva. So he has a response on the topic, Mishu Mufursam Be'echan Me'aver Shavitor, Neman Hu B'Shar HaYisurin, right, that if a person who is, it's clear that he violates one of the halachas in the Torah, right, one of the dinim, so he's believed about all the other isurim. If he violates one halacha, so he's not considered violated for all the other things in the Torah. Zulasi, with the exception of Avodah Zarah and L'chal Shabbos for Hesi, with the exception of Avodah Zarah and L'chal Shabbos for Hesi, so he violates the Shabbos publicly, right? That phrase, always L'chal Shabbos for Hesi, right? That's not like a random phrase, right? That's a category, right? That these two halachos, if you violate either Avodah or Chil Shabbos, so then it's as if you violated the entire Torah, etc. That's the halachos is found in the Gemara. Right, v'chol shekein. So he continues on. Says im osu l'tiavon the lo shaviketer v'achil yisura. That if he only violates these halachos, he violates them l'tiavon because he has a desire to do it. The lo shaviketer v'achil yisura. That he's not going to get a heter and he eats the yisura. Yes, sir. Right, because that's what he has in front of him. Afilu makom diikat toreach. Halicha, the muchach, even if there is a that there is a difficulty of walking with the muchach, had the chamtsan shalovde avera achar pesach mutter miyad v'tei shemach glifin, right? Even in a place where it would take him effort to do, we can trust that a non-religious Jew's chametz is not chametz, but rather it's exchanged with the non-Jew, because he probably switched it. Certainly, if it's not in his hand, he could say about someone else, "Oh, that I saw this, I saw that," and he'd be believed. That anything that doesn't require work, like b'dika sachin, like checking the knives, so then he would be believed. Okay, so the Rashi.
So what is what is exactly he saying here?
So Rashi, he's stating a klal which we've had already, and it's unclear why this is different here. He's stating a rule that if somebody, we know that he violates a certain halacha, so with regards to that halacha we can't believe him, but with regards to other halachas we can, with right. two exceptions. Right. And he says, with two exceptions that you wouldn't be able to believe him for anything. And he adds in, certainly if he only violates that halacha, he only violates the teyavon, because he likes to, as opposed to lahachis, he just wants to get it, mm-hmm. get it right. So then that would be okay.
Yeah, I think it was the last couple sentences that I had trouble.
So then he asks,
how did chametz get into the
right? So, yeah, he says, what about? Can you trust him that he sold his chametz, so that he exchanged chametz? So he says, well, yeah, because it's pretty easy to exchange chametz back and forth. Meaning, even if he had chametz over Pesach, he probably switched with the non-Jew afterwards, and it's okay.
So provided that wasn't the thing that he's not trusted before.
Okay, fine, right. Sure. Right, but because the opportunity presented itself, in that it would have taken a little bit of effort, but he'll get it done, right? So we'll accept him. We'll accept that. Fine. So he continues on and quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Masha Amru Bigaz Lanin Afilu Durabanan Psulim Lahaid Achar Hachraza. Right, that a gazlan, a robber, even if he only robs on a level of the Rabbanan, not sure how you do that, but okay, right? Pasul lahayid achar achraza. He is pasul to testify after. That's public knowledge, right? Psul lahayid achar achraza. Right, the gazlan doraisa afalo achraza. After he's been warned, achraza has been warned. The gazlan doraisa, right? And if he's a gazlan doraisa, even if without being warned,
doesn't achraza mean publicized?
Publicized
declaration or something.
Right, that it's been declared. All right. However, here it's not sure how it fits in. Right, I think it means that he's been alerted to this idea that this is stealing. Yeah. So ach below achraza he le'edus the alma shetzarach edim ksherim. I just lost my place. Right, ach below, even without achraza, right, ach he le'edus Oh, so he's pasul edus, right? It said in that line. But gazlanim, even if he only violates the rabbanim, he's pasul for testimony, right? Testimony for everything. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just say he's pasul for testimony with regards to stealing? But he could still be good for testimony with regards to the new moon, right? Why not? Or with regards to whether something's kosher or not. So he says, well, le'edus di alma shetzarach edim shem. That's talking about edus, which requires actual edus, and he's pasul le'edus. But the idea of saying whether something's kosher or not, that's necessarily edus. Right? See, al teishas yadcha im rasha liyos ad ed chamas. Don't put your hands with a rasha to have a bad edus. About the isurin, but with when it comes to prohibitions, shaf eved b'shivcha k'sherim b'hem. Right? Even slaves are trustworthy, or have a level of nemanus when it comes to things being kosher or not kosher. Afil mishum l'davar achar kasher l'davar achar. Right? Even if he's, therefore, even if he's a mishum with regards to one thing, he has this tremendous urge to wear shatness, right? Will believe him when it comes to non-kosher food. Right? Even if he's chashed with regards to an avera that nobody's ever heard of. He's still going to be kosher. As we learned in the beginning of Perek of Mitzia, I think we had this Gemara already. That losachmo, the idea of jealousy. So the person's jealous of something. Someone says, how could he still be trusted? So the Gemara responds, well, he's only violating a losachmud, right? Well, losachmud's a prohibition as well. He says, well, no, people don't think that that's really a prohibition of losachmud if there's no money that's exchanged. That's a, we did this some point in the last couple of months. Oh, we did on Shavuos. We gave a shir in losachmud. That's where this Gemara comes up. Losachmud in shibilo dami mashmud, urech damim perek zebover. Bahanu de kivri meis bi yom tov rishon. Similarly, we have another Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafav, right? The same space as before. Like a person who buries a body on the first day of Yantif. Right? So Gemara comments there, Savar Rav Huna la'achshirinu. So Rav Huna said that he'll be acceptable. Va'afal gab da amar Rav Papa mishmatinam lahu. Rav Papa, however, in that Gemara disagrees and says, no, he should be put in Chayram. What's he doing digging grave on Yantif? Right? And we pass him like Rav Papa, the taslinun, that he's puzzle, mikol makum shamina mina, we learn from that Gemara that wherever that he didn't know that there was an Isser, right, and he wasn't put and we didn't tell him, he's not going to be considered pasul. Right? He doesn't think he's violating the prohibition. He thinks I'm digging a grave like I'm supposed to. So then after we tell him, so then he's going to get in trouble. In fact, there is I noticed someplace, somebody made the comment someplace that he might have been told, yes, it's true, you're in violation of the din, but he might think that, well, I'm supposed to violate the din. I mean, I'm of part of the Chevra Kedisha. So, yes, thank you for telling me that you're not allowed to dig things on Yantif, but this is for a dead body, right? So I'm supposed to dig it on Yantif, despite the fact that you have this prohibition. I mean, if we accept, the Gemara is pointing out that we accept some amount of, well, I thought that I was doing is okay, right? So then he would be trustworthy for other things. Fine. And with regards to money, l'madam rachashu ashur shani hasam dahavi kachashu lo sudaver came to the avar mishum mam. That anything having to do with money is going to be a problem. Okay. Fine.
So it says specifically rishon because shani might be okay.
Shani is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shani is okay.
General point of clarity: the principle that someone who is over on one thing, it applies whether or not they're over b'shogeg or b'mezid.
Well, if it's a bishogeg, it's bishogeg. I mean,
so
it's really bishogeg.
The last case of this guy digging a grave on Yantif.
No, so the Gemara is there.
Maybe
there'll be left. So the Gemara is leaving out a line. Basically, he's leaving out a line, right? No, he does go into Chayrim, and we pass like Rav Papa that he does go into Chayrim. That if he didn't know that there would be an issur, then he would be believed. Yeah, yeah, no, that's the point. Fine, if you're violating the bishogeg, so then you're not chashur. Fine. So it turns to the Shulchan Aruch now. No, I don't think it's fat. It's all right. Yeah, it's something else. Okay, so he's trying to Shulchan Aruch. So it says as follows. So it is known that he's violating one of the Averis in the Torah, right? Chutz me'avodas chacham v'chil hashav, so for Hesya, right? Osh'enu ma'amin b'divir rabuseinu, right? Or he doesn't trust the rabbis, right? So ne'man b'shar isurim, so he's believed about other isurim, right? U'v'shal achirim ne'man afilo osudavar lomar mutterhu. And with regards to other people and that object, he's believed to say whether it's mutter or whether it's aser. Meaning, with regards to him, or if you ask him about his stuff, so you can't trust him. But if you ask him about that same thing that he's violating, and you ask him about somebody else's thing, so then you could trust him about that other person's stuff.
Why?
Why? Because he might violate the din himself, but he has enough. He has enough to, you know, I'm not sure what the word is, honor or something, to make sure that other people won't violate the din. I mean, he can recognize that other people are going to be strict on it, that we're in places where
so
he would not be.
This has to be someone who's, this has to be a case of someone who is, understands what they're doing and choosing to violate the Isser. And it's not a case of where they just disagree with the popular opinion of whether something is or isn't us or
yeah, they know the probably the din, right? And that's why we talk about.
But it's not just that they know they're violating. Right. They have to be doing it really intentionally, and that they know that it's wrong.
They know that it's wrong, and he's violating with the iPhone.
For them.
No, but yeah, I like bacon.
But it's not a case. It can't be a case of someone who just thinks that that everyone else is wrong about what the din is.
I don't know.
That's not this case, right? We've had that a few times. This guy who's overly makel, right? And he's been told, you know, this is your whatever, and he still holds, right? So that actually the very last halacha here refers to that guy one more time. That guy shows up one more time to tell him to get to us. What?
But that's what he says. He doesn't believe in the words of the rabbi.
That's an example of an apikoros.
So, but if you don't know where the rabbis, you wouldn't deal with just any rabbinic
mitzvah.
And yet he says you trust him.
What do you mean? No, he's on the list with the Chil Shabbos and the Avodah Zarah.
Oh, okay. So those are the ones you don't believe
in. Right. Oshem, Enomam, and Bedivir, right, period. That's the first list. Right?
Okay.
Right. Who's from those? Right, he's still going to believe by Shar Isur for other prohibitions. And with regards to other people, he will be believed because he's a mumer b'farhesia. I mean, b'teyavon. Right, he violates what he wants to, because he gets benefit from it. What benefit does he get from somebody else violating the din? Right, he doesn't get any benefit, so he'll be believed with regards to that.
So you have a mashkiach.
Oh boy.
Then the mashkiach has like. He has completely shomer mitzvos, but there's like one thing he does.
Yeah.
So can he still do kosher certifications for the OU? Are they okay? Or
you ask whether he can. I don't know if he can. Halachically, there's room to say, yeah, lucky he's a mishkiach, and every once in a while he can't help himself, and he just has this tremendous desire to have a cheeseburger. But other than that, he's reliable to say whether something's kosher or not kosher. Right? He can pass through all the shilos. He just has a weak spot. Yeah.
But if he's the mashgiach getting paid now, then there may be benefit for him.
Yeah.
He's getting benefit by saying things are kosher? I don't know.
He gets paid no matter what.
Although it might be uncomfortable for him to say something's not kosher. But that would be the any case, whether he gets paid or not.
But if he knows he's more makel he is, the more likely he is to keep his job.
Right. Okay. That has to be cheshbon. I mean,
but that's not the case, right? The principle is based on somebody who's over on something entirely different than what we're being trusted on. So if he's over on if he's over because he eats a cheeseburger.
No. The last line was about neman. No, but private schools might be mechal shas.
Oh, that's a different question.
That's the Shabbos clause. But here, but he's saying, but this line of the shalachirim neman afila osudar lower mitzvah.
Other people,
right? So for other people, he could say that, yeah. All right.
But what counts as other people? Like if he's the mashkiach involved in that situation, then that's
really right.
The same
so,
thing as saying
so it's hard to
he's
say
rooted in that situation.
Right. So the mashkiach, it's a. We have to start K last week, so they pointed out like every mashkiach has a conflict of interest. Right. As much as you want to say no, he's not going to be paid by the restaurant. He's going to be paid by the right. Ultimately, he gets his job because right. This guy. It's in his interest to maintain the place as being kosher. Right. So every mashkiach is going to have a small amount of or a large amount of conflict of interest that's involved. The deal with it. The truth is, what about this case is now there's actually a halachic status here that you have to worry about. Is he benefiting from saying the thing is kosher?
I don't believe this whole thing is having anything to do with someone who's being paid and maybe it would apply, but it seems to me it's just someone who's just saying or not saying that it's kosher. Because if once you're paying the guy, it seems to me you have a lot more worries about it.
Well, I think the case is written is about somebody who's like, you know, in the street and says, "Oh, did you see that transaction that went on?"
Right.
That sort of the case. Well, he's not. He's at arm's distance.
An example might be a person who eats out, quote unquote eats out. Right? What does it mean that they eat out? So there's different places. It means different things. But right, if you live in a place without restaurants, there seems to be a higher ratio of people that are quote unquote orthodox, right, that eat out. Right.
In the case where the dishes go to heaven.
Can you?
Dishes
to
heaven? What?
That's where we're
they eat at home, and when they go out, they don't.
Oh, so the dishes go to heaven. Right? Right, so who is that guy? What is that guy's category? That guy is the category of, right? Right? So, eating in their house is already questionable, so it's their thing, but you can, you know. Do you have to, if the guy wants to bring a piece of meat for you from the store, do you need the two seals and the little thing? No, I think he's generally trustworthy with regards to that kind of thing. I think that might be the closer dimio. There was a shop here that I marked off in my shulchanar, but I don't remember which one it is. But, maybe it was just that shach that says the guy who doesn't believe in the doesn't have any nemanos chachamim, he's considered like an ovik chachamim, lachal Shabbos, etc. He adds in here. By the way, a mumer lahachis, a guy who actually is a mumer lahachis, right? As we said earlier, that he does it just because he wants to, even though he has no personal gain. So then he's considered like an ovdei avodah zara, and he's out of the picture. So comes the Ramah. So this Ramah we learned, I think, last year or 2 years ago in the Between Mincha Ma'ariv Shir. Right, what about a person who is personally Mekel and he has a personally Machmir person coming to his house? Right? So Chal of Yisrael. Right? So you are hosting a Chal of Yisrael person. Now, there might be room. This actually came up in a discussion with Rav Heinemann. He used this as an example, right? That if you're machmir chalav Yisrael, but not on the kelim, and you have some, but not on the kelim chalav, you'll use someone's pot that's not chalav Yisrael, right? And you have somebody coming over who is machbiran, right? So do you have to tell them or not? So he quoted this something in Hilchos Trefos, some of that where it discusses that in a place where some places know again, some places isn't, so you're allowed to eat in the place that isn't, even if you are. But okay, that's a slightly different halacha here. But here there's an expectation of people being both machmer on it. So what does the Ramah say? So mishu chashed v'davar delo mashba l'inshi shehu avera. Right, if somebody is concerned, right, that's delo mashba l'inshi that's an avera. So lo mikri chashmi. If he never heard that it's an avera, so he's not considered chashed. Fine. Mihu lo'osu davar eino neman. But he's not believed about that thing. He doesn't believe that it's an iser. He never heard that it's an iser, so he's not believed to give them manus about that. That doesn't seem to be the exact same thing as shogeg. It seems to be like a guy denies that it's an issue, like bugs and lettuce. Come on, bugs and broccoli. There's no such thing, right? The verse says there's no such thing, right? So, okay, but he won't be neman about checking lettuce or broccoli, right? That's I think what the Ramah is talking about. Okay, so now continues on and says, "Misha noig beizadavar iser." So one who has the minhag with something that beizadavar iser, mikoach shesover shadina huhachi. Right. Let's say he assumes something is aser because he holds that that's the halacha. That's the din. Right. Omikoach chumra shehichmir al aksmo. sorry, he's holding that something is usser based on the halacha. I mean, he has a personal chumra that I'm going to be machmer on this because I've learned the sugya and I think you have to be machmer on this. Mm-hmm. Right? So Chalav Yisrael, I think, is probably the best example of this. Right? Oh, plus, let's see the other example. O mikoach chumra shehichmer al asma. Or because it's a chumra that he accepts upon himself. Right? So those are two different things. Right? If a person is going to be strict about Chalav Yisrael, there's two possible reasons why he would be strict about Chalav Yisrael. Right? You have the Chabad school. Right? The Chabad school is that if it's not Chalav Yisrael, it's absolutely treif, al pigdin. Right? Don't give me any of this business about the government shmoverment. Right? It's not true. It's a low plug that a Jew has to look and see the kalim before there's milk that goes in it to make sure that, right? So we learned those sugyas a couple months ago, right? That is 100% the halacha, right? So that's one attitude of Chalav Yisrael. And then you have like other attitude of Chalav Yisrael. We're not going to Chalav Yisrael in the house. Right? So dishes will go to heaven, right? Or the dishes will, right? Okay. Well, I'm a machmir in the house, right? Or, I do it except for entomans, right? Or something like that, right? So you keep it as a chumrah. Or I'm machmir on it, is another thing. I'm machmir on it, but my family's not. I mean, because I hold it, right? If it's a din, you can't, that can't exist, that like, If it's a halacha, then it can't be a halacha for half the family, not the other half of the family, right? But if it's a chumra, I'm a machmeran, it's an individual in a family could have an individual chumra.
My grandfather wouldn't need gebrachos, but he allowed members of the family to use one place.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't think gebrachos anybody would say is a din.
Right. That's
chumra, that's a personal chumra.
But you wouldn't.
Right, so that's an important. So either of those cases, right? So what is this? You're allowed to eat with other people that have that kulish noegim bo heter, right? The vaday lo yachlilu hu davar shu noeg bo iser, because they won't feed you something that you hold to be aser. Right, that is the
provided they know that you would hold it.
Right, so they have to know, and it has to be clear. Right, so there's this long shach here, which we'll do the first 8, 9, 10 lines of it. Right, so number one, they have to know. Right, and B, right, it has to be clear that it's present, meaning they tell you it's parv, and really they stuck in a little bit of milk. Right, so that's not allowed. Right, that's a bad thing. Right, you wouldn't know. I mean, you're allowed to eat with them, presuming that they know that you have various chumras or hakbados. Now, the shach here is very interesting because he points out that there's a big difference between he points out two nafkaminas, one chumra and one kula for each, about whether you hold of the chumra because it's a chumra din, it's a halacha, or because you recognize that it's a chumra. Right, one chumra and one kula. So let's take a look at the shach. Don't worry, we're not going to do the entire thing. So the vaday lo yachilu davar shnoeg bo iser, right? Sham mefarish hatam. The vaday lifnei iver lo titin michshol lo avri, right? He's not going to want to violate lifnei iver, right?
Lifnei.
Sorry, shach chaf.
Yes, five one down. Rish pei beis.
Okay, it's a couple quarters, please.
Alright,
and it was close enough. So what does he say here? He's not the guy giving it to you, even though he might not be mocked in the Chol of Yisrael, right? He doesn't want to violate Lifnei Iver according to you. Right, so you, okay? So he won't violate. Mihu, hainu dafka kishachirim yodim, shunoig isser. He has to know that you're makbid of Achal of Yisrael. Shunoig isser bedavar. Ve'ein la, period, okay. Ve'ein la hakshos hakasav harav bahagasim and kufyu beisif tesvav demishin isser mipashal ovikochavim va'ochel imachirim she'einam nisharim mutter lechol imahem mishum eva. Right, and don't ask me that in kufyu beis, back in September, right, we learned that a person who is strict about pas akum can eat with people that aren't, right? V'hachanami yechol imahem, that here too he can just eat with them without any questions. The shiny house and the pashu ikar hasu'uda itirulo mishum eva. That seems to be implying that they eat together, meaning that they shared the bread. Right, so why was that okay? So that was okay, mishum eva, because there's plenty of kulas by pas palta, right? Everybody knows that that's a chumra, right? So therefore, in theory, you'd be able to eat with them. Fine. Chen mashakasav harav shamu v'tshuvos mahari maharil my real nach, I think it's quoted another. My real Levi Ibn En Chaviv. Okay, Simon Kuf Chafal. So he has a tshuva here that he goes through here. So Harich Ma'od B'din Me'ilu. So he discusses these halachos. For Isi Levarer B'Kitzer. And I'll explain short, you know, in shorter language, right? Not so short, but short enough. Right? Levarer B'Kitzer. Tochen Hadvarim, the essence of what he says. V'chaluki Adin Ha'yotzi Mishuvaso. Right? And the things that come out from his tshuva. Who? Mishanoig Isser Be'ezo Davar Machma Shesover Shadin Kain. If somebody's machmer about something, because they hold that that's the din. Va'ochel b'vayis mishematiru, and they eat in a place where they're matir that din, right? So Chabad person, right, very strict about Chalav Yisrael, because he holds that that's the din, eats in a place where they're not makban on Chalav Yisrael. Az im ha'isser nikr, what's the next line? I can't go all the way back. La'oser, right? If it is clear to the prohibitor, meaning, you know, right, Brennan comes to my house and I serve him a milkshake, right? Mm-hmm. So it's clear that there's milk in it, and you know, for good measure, I poured the milk from, you know, the chalav stam into right in front of him, right? So lumatu l'hamachil l'hachilo. So I'm allowed to give it to him. I'm actually allowed to put it in front of him. D'ilo sfirulei lo lichol. Because if he doesn't hold that it's mutter, right, he doesn't have to eat it, right? He sees what I'm doing, right? He holds that it's prohibited. So let him speak up and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to eat it. Or let him not speak up and just not eat it. Right? But either way, it's in his control whether he's going to eat it / drink it or whatever.
Is this a case where you know what he holds or you don't know?
It doesn't matter.
Even if you know that he doesn't eat that, you still...
It doesn't matter, right? Because I could think, so it's like, well, maybe Rabbi Brennan gave up this whole Chabad thing, right? And he did a Taras Nedarim. Could happen. I don't know. He did a Taras Nedarim, and he's ready to have his first, you know, Chalav Stam milkshake. Well, after all, why else did he want to come to my house? I don't know. Okay, Aval. Aval, kisheino nikra iser. But if it's not clear what the right that is prohibited, right, usher, then it's prohibited. I wouldn't be allowed to do that, right? I'm tricking him. Alright, but us to Lavasha lo bekalov, right? And all, but what else? But this, so that's the cool. I mean, the cool is I'm allowed to serve to him and let him figure out on his own whether he wants to eat it or not.
Provided that he sees you.
Yeah. Making he sees you.
Yeah.
He knows what you're putting
you
in.
Just bring it out from the kitchen while he hasn't seen anything, that would.
Right, well, I don't know. Unless he has an assumption that I, you know, I'm not going to call you so. I mean, he, right? It's clear I'm giving him milk, right? So he should know. Going into the gross house, he might want to make sure that it's Chalav Yisrael before partaking. I think. I'm not sure. Good question. Yeah. Okay. But however, that's the cool. The cool is I'm allowed to serve him the thing. But there's a chumra. Right? For us to levash lebo bekelav afilu einim bnei yomim. Right. But he wouldn't be allowed to cook milk in my kelim. I mean, if I ask him, oh, if I have milk on my stove. I don't know, people do that sometimes, right? Macaroni and cheese. Oh, turn on the oven for the mac and cheese, right? So he would not be allowed to do that. Why? I feel in a bnei yomon ve'ein tzarich lomar she'aser lehaoser lomar lehamatir levashlo, and he also wouldn't be allowed to tell me to cook it, right? Bekelav she'ein bnei yomon. The she'ein bnei yomon. Why? Because what is his? Sorry. It's not the best example. Kalim, it's the opposite case. The Kalim have Chalav Stam in it, and I want to make something from those Kalim. Right? So according to Rabbi Brennan, I am mixing in something that is Usser into something that is Mutter. Right? You want to use my thing for my pot for corn, and it has milk blios in it. Yeah. Right? So what am I doing? Right? I'm taking the milk and being Mevatelet into the corn. Right? So according to me, what am I doing? I'm cooking corn. Right? According to him, what am I doing? I'm violating in Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila. Right? Because I'm taking Isser and I'm being Mevatlin into the kosher food. Right? So that in its own right is prohibited. Right? So he's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to tell me to do it. Right? He's not allowed him for me to do it because that would be implying that I should violate a prohibition of in Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila. Because he doesn't just hold it saucer, he holds saucer for everybody.
Stepping back to the milkshake episode, he couldn't make a milkshake in your house.
with your stuff, could he?
It would be the same issue.
Well,
exactly.
It would be the exact same issue. Assuming that he's aware of and thinks that that the kalim are all used for hollow stump for him to make a milkshake.
Yeah. That's kind of
reviling. I mean,
well, he's not being mad. No, there's no bittel going on. That's just making a milkshake, right? So am I allowed to be in a non-Jew's house? Okay. Am I allowed to stir the bacon pot?
If
that's what people do.
All right. Yeah.
Right. So I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm not recommending that, but you know, it's probably okay.
Right,
but this would be an issue because you're violating im avatel lechatchila. Okay, aval kishamatir mevashel lechatchila. Aval kishamatir mevashel lechatchila. However, if the matir, meaning me, mevatel cooked lechatchila lo, right, v'letzorach achirim and for other people, ganki mutter, right, then it would be permissible, right? He'd be allowed to have that corn. Dahavi k'diavad, because it's like it was done b'diavad. Right, the oser davar mach period. Okay, but so I did. It's b'diavad, so it's already cooked. It's a little bit of tam of milk, but the milk was mevatel into the corn. It's already batel. He's allowed to eat it. Right.
You could offer it to him.
I could offer it to him, and he can eat it.
Or you have to tell.
If assuming that there was enough, that there was bittel that took place, do I have to tell him? I don't know. I mean, there's no.
There's
nothing there.
Okay.
Right. Al pi hilchos kashrus, al pi hilchos, as I learned last week, al pi hilchos, you know, community kashrus policy. Maybe I should, but I'll tell. Whatever. There is a case. They made the case public. There was a case there of a certain store. He described that as like a takeout store for Shabbos. He said, who was the Knish shop, you know, if you're familiar with Baltimore. So he gave the case that one Thursday the owner was in the fridge and he dropped a little bit of chicken right into the sesame noodles, which are parf. Right, a tiny amount. Right, so technically, right, even though there's some milk, there's chicken stuff in there, what can we make? He's like, it's still parf, right? Plus it's batel b'shishim. So he calls up the starkei and says, what do I do with this? So he says, listen, we can argue about your day all you want. I know the policy, you know, Heinemann's going to say that the policy is that you have to sell it as fleishik. Right, so he made this as a whole point of wow, look at the owner, look at the tzaddik owner that he's calling me. Plus, he knows enough yerdeya to say it's batel b'shishim, it's okay. But yet he calls anyways. That was the point of the story, right? But that's right. So really, mikra din, it is okay. But the policy is the policy, right? For not going to sell something that's batel, right? But al hilchos kashrus, it's okay. So at the end of the day, the owner of the store refused to. He says it's not good for me to sell it fleishik. Right, that ruins the brand. So he gave it to a shul and let the rabbi of the shul decide whether he wants to put it out as. Okay, so va'oser davar machmas minhag. However, if something asers, if you aser something because of a minhag, right? So I'm machmir on chol of Yisrael. I'm not machmir, right? Minhag minhag avosav uvnei minidasa. Right, it's the minhag in our area. Shnoagim kain aser. Right, shnoagim kain aser lahamatir lahachilo afilu haiser nicker. Right, so then I'm not even allowed to give it to you, even if the iser is recognizable. Right, afal gav shahaya oser atzmo. Right, even though the aserer himself, right, yachol lekachso kamo hetera shel moshit kos yain lenazir, right, that's similar to, right, that me giving the like a person giving a cup of wine to a nazir, the kaimelan the afal gav da nazir yachol lekachto, right, aser midurban, that even though the nazir could go out and get it on his own, right, it's still an iser durban, you're not allowed to go out and do something because that's something that he's knowing to be prohibited for, right? V'yochel ha'osir levasha, but however v'yochel ha'osir levasha lechachila, however the aserer, right, is permitted to even cook it himself, right, the kalim shel hamatir, in the kalim of, he's allowed to use the kalim of the matir, right, to cook, right, he's allowed to make corn in my milchix dishes, right, because, right, b'ina b'nei yomun, o b'stam kalim, the kaimelan, nami shehin ein b'nei yomun, right, if it's not b'nei yomun, o b'stam kalim, right, that we assume also is ein b'nei yomun, so lo kiblu aleim haminug lahachmir kolkach, because he never has the minug to be so strict that we're going to treat it as mamish treif. V'im bal ha'kli hu lefaneinu, tzarech l'shalu, if the owner of the kli is there, he should ask him. Imu ben yomun alive, he should find out about it, but okay. But either way, so you're pointing out the two, right, so it flips, right? On one hand, I'm no longer allowed to give it to him. If somebody is machmir on Chol of Yisrael, I'm not allowed to give it to him, yeah. Right? Because there's no way for him to back out. He's not allowed to back out of that minhag. Right, so while the guy who holds it prohibited mikra din, and we have a machlokas halacha, so maybe he saw the light, or saw the chocolate, right, and said, you know what, I think you're right. However, but if it's a minhag, so minhag, you can't just be mevatel a minhag, right? The minhag is more machmir than the psak, right? So I'm not allowed to give it to him. He's not allowed to back out. He can't back out. So I'm violating lifnei iver derabanan by giving it to him. However, the kula is right that there's no. Everyone agrees that there's no prohibition of ein mevatel nisur l'chachila. Right? That doesn't exist. Right? So there's nothing wrong with me doing it. There's not even anything wrong with him doing it. Right? The minhag doesn't extend that far. Right? So therefore he would be allowed to use my kalim to cook. Right? That's the standard practice for most people who are. Right? Most people are machmir on chalav, are noheg chalav Yisrael, not machmir. Chabad is hold its truth. But we hold that it's even those that are strict about Chol of Yisrael are only strict about Chol of Yisrael. There's a minute. Okay, I wanted to show five more minutes. Hey, so one more thing, if that's all right. We go to Tess. Right, Gear. No, that was a yeah, the test is interesting, right? That if a ger, a non-Jewish converted to become a Jewish, and then under threat of death, right, converted back, right? So to a Jew, right? He sinned because they put a gun to his head, right? He didn't want to be killed, right? Right? He's still considered a full Jew, right? Even though in theory he should, it's even if it's a Yorik Valiavar din, right? Even if it's something they put a gun to his head and said, do Avodah Zarah or else we're going to kill you. And what is he? He does the Avodah Zarah, right? So he violates the din. So what's his status? So is the status that of an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? So Shulchan Aruch Hasan's no, right? No, he's not an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He violated the din. There is the thing with the. There it is. Tesvav. Shofar Tesvav. So this is the Muncie chicken case. Kufya Tesif Tesvav. Yeah. Hamocher Dvarim Hasurim. Right? If somebody sells usur things. Right? So is there ever coming back? So I was thinking about maybe doing this for Shabbos Tshuva this year, right? Can you ever do Tshuva? Right? Well, how does that work? So ma'aviru no so much matina no so. So we remove him and we put him in cheirim, right? Ve'ein lo takana, and he has no way of being misakein ad sheyelech l'makom she'ein makirin no so. He has to go to a place where they don't recognize him. Ve'yachzir aveda b'davar chashuv, and he returns a chashuv lost item that he found. Right, so he found something and he returns it instead of keeping it for himself. It shows that he doesn't have this desire for money anymore. Oh, yishchot la'atzmo v'yotzi treifa la'atzmo v'dara chashuv. Right, or he shechs for himself and he finds a treifa for himself and he gets rid of it. Shevadai asa tshuva, and we'd see for sure that he's done tshuva below harama without just getting around it. Right, kevin she'enam chas al mamon, was he's not careful, he's not strict about his mamon. So I don't have the details of how this actually works. I don't know, right? But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he's got to go someplace else, and he's got to dress differently, and he's got to do this thing. But it can't be that he's doing this thing only to get back in the good graces of the community conscious, right? It doesn't work that way, right?
That's why he goes to a different city, I guess.
That's why he goes... Oh. Right. He has to go to a different city for that, exactly that role.
I don't know from what he did.
No, but how does it work? So he returns the lost item, and then when he runs to the beast and says, and he runs to the rabbi, says, "Rabbi, you don't know this, but I used to be the owner of, something kosher meats, and now I return this lost item that shows that I'm, I'm good again, right, Rabbi? Right, right? Can you maybe write a letter to my previous source? I can go back, right? Maybe, right? So, how does that work? So I don't know the details about how it works, but the Taz here is actually quotes a very interesting idea. It quotes from the Maharshal that he says, "Besofo sha'achshav shadur parutz ve'im koach lahamid al din hatalmud." And now it's a parutz din. It's a door. The door is broken down. It's fallen, and we don't have the strength to stand on the din Talmud. If the chacham see that it's impossible. Lanud. It's not possible for to remove him from his place, right? The tifle talui bay, the tifle talui bay, the tsaris habasalav. I'm not sure what that, but people are relying on him. Okadoma lizet nostin lo tshuva b'makomo. Right, so this din falls away. I mean, it doesn't fall away. The din exists. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. Meaning, it's unclear what the issue is, right? People are going to buy from him anyways. You say, "Oh, I'll get a different hashkacha," right? I'll get a different hashkacha, and people are going to go with that hashkacha anyways, right? So you don't necessarily have to be so machbid on this din if you're not going to be able to pull it off. Right, Makom Besiguf Kadei Shiyia Omid B'Mishkal Hazeh Ad Kan L'Shem Ba'od Kas L'Shem. He also writes there, B'Shem Rabbi Menachem V'Virzaburk. That one time, one who violated din was considered a michshol, was considered a stumbling block. And he warned them not to do it anymore. Right, even though it seems from the Gemara that you don't have a choice, and the Gemara it seems you tell the guy to get lost, and hopefully maybe one day you'll find the lost object and do tshuva. But if you don't, it's tough. We don't really have the power to fix this in our generation, right? We have the ability, we have the right to be more makel than the Gemara possession. In the view of the chachamim of that generation, and he has to do all these judgments. He concludes near the yesh lesser hakel mafreya shel the kol shehu b'safek afilu b'panurishon. However, with that guy, all of his kelim are prohibited. Right? You have to go and kasher everything. You can't just say, "Oh, this is one time." All his kasher are prohibited. But the Taz is acknowledging the idea that this idea, "Oh, we're going to send the guy off to some faraway place," right? That's not always going to work, and you have to do the best you can under the realities of that time. Okay. So we'll stop here. Your session.